You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
Is this the new one by the band with the longest name in the history of bands?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
It's Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators.
There you go.
When they say the tickets for those concerts look like big charity checks.
They must, man.
The name of the band on it. It's Slash featuring Miles Kennedy. And then the Conspirators were like, well, damn, Miles gets a plug. Why can't we get one?
Let everybody get one.
Okay, it's Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators.
So many people on this song. It's good.
Everybody's on it. Yeah, it ain't bad. It ain't bad. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:07. I'm still on the Savannah, Georgia story. I've went and I've looked at all these different pictures that people are posting of the googly eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And also how Fox News really started. Well, they didn't start it. They're reporting it, but they made it a national story. Their headline says, city officials in Savannah, Georgia say, it's no laughing matter that someone glued googly eyes to a Revolutionary War monument. It is. It's not a laughing matter.
I apologize.
I can't believe you made fun of that page.
Well, it's funny. I'm sorry. I see it the way it is.
They didn't put paint on it like they do on a bunch of them.
I wonder if it was Banksy. Is he doing another... Is he doing another art installment?
Better watch out. It might explode.
Yeah, right. That painting.
Like, I wanted to retire to Savannah, but I thought that was a fun city. And they're clearly showing they have no sense of humor.
Well, most cities don't.
Stop at 9. This is not a laughing matter.
Can't help it. It's funny. The pictures are hilarious.
I'm sorry.
You have to. Just Google googly eyes Savannah, and you'll see someone went through all these different monuments from the Revolutionary War and put googly eyes on them.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/933theplanet. It's up there now. You can see it on there.
It's no laughing matter.
No, but it kind of is funny. I mean, think about back in the day, like, even The Simpsons, what did they do in the opening credits? They cut the head off Jebediah Springfield. The statue, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, vandalism used to be a lot nastier than it is now. If you cut the head off, I mean, it's going to take hours of work, for one. And then, two, it costs a lot of money.
Vandalism used to be, it did. They used to, like, burn crosses in people's yards. And
that's not vandalism.
That's
no?
Awful.
Well, I mean, it did. I'm just adding to your point that it used to be real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Acts of vandalism used to wind up costing thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But this is just funny, and it doesn't really hurt anything, right? It's googly eyes.
Yeah, it's just googly
eyes. A little bit of glue. Come right. I mean, it's a statue. It'll come right off, I think.
I still say it's Tybee Allen that did it. They're just jealous of all the love Savannah gets.
Do you remember the Bilo cows that kept disappearing?
Yes.
That's the only thing I
can
think of here.
People would steal the Bilo cows off the top of the Bilo. I don't know how. Them things, they made out of fiberglass. It took 3 or 4 boys to get that thing down. And that was when Bilo used to have armed guards, too. Like, they were really going above and beyond on that.
When they had the shotgun and the crow's nest, yeah. I always wanted to take the horse off Lawrence Road.
Yes.
That's Feed and Seed Store?
Yeah. When I was like 12 years old, but I was like, oh, yeah. It'd be funny to steal the horse one night.
God, you know if you come up, you're going toward Cherrydale from Berea, so you go past Beacus and all that,
yeah.
And then there's that tree up on the right.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it used to be in a McDonald's somewhere. Like somebody had to have taken a tree at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Like you wonder where
like
this
a playground
is.
Tree?
Yeah. It's the one that's got the eyes in it. It's got the little arms out. So you wonder where some people got some of this stuff. That's always Zaxby signing somebody's yard.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And easily.
Yeah. I used to have a sandwich board from a bar in my living room.
Yeah, you did.
My roommate took it, not me. My roommate.
I saw him Saturday night.
Yeah.
Should have been out there if Fatboy Mo White came out there.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's
Sibilia
worth it.
Was out there.
He's worth going so for.
He's the man and his lovely wife.
Yeah,
she's not
Rachel
the man.
Was there, too.
She's beautiful.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
Mike and Sonya, I'd go for those two.
Think about acts of vandalism. Like, even accidental things when I was a kid involved, like, broken stained glass windows that baseballs went flying through.
Yeah, but that was an accident.
It
wasn't
was.
Really like... Like, you know, I've done some things I ain't so happy to talk about now as an adult with a high school daughter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mascots.
Like, I may have arranged those. You know how they sell those jack-o'-lanterns that have letters on them? You know, like, you could have a J for Jeremy or an N for Ninny, whatever you want to have. I would, one time at Hobby Lobby, I rearranged them to write anal.
Oh, that's funny.
That's still a
that
fun bit
you?
To do.
Yeah,
it is. And then I would like go to where they had like the birthday candles that buy low and put them all like 69. But nothing. It was harmless. It was harmless. You know.
It's still fun.
That's fun to go in there and rearrange some stuff to write some words. Why not? But googly eyes, that's not a laughing matter.
No.
Great text just came in on CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. It's always open. 72341 is the number. This was somewhere in West North Carolina, apparently, because it's an 828. But back in the early 2000s, a group of seniors stole the lions from the front of a Chinese buffet and put them in the middle of the football field.
God.
So they got the lions back. Now they're chained up to poles outside the restaurant.
Of course.
Wow.
That's a funny one. I mean, it didn't hurt anything.
No, it didn't hurt anybody.
They stole the
those
lions.
Those are always fun. Yeah, when they steal the mascot of the other team, those are always fun.
Yeah.
And then they burn it alive.
But whenever the football field's covered in golf balls and spray paint, you just think that team's coaches did it to get that team fired
that
up.
That happened to us, and I swear he would never admit it, but I think one coach had something to do with it.
Probably the one with the spray paint on his hands.
May have had something to do with it.
And remember the guy that stole Howard's rock back?
He broke it, right?
Yeah, chipped it off. He was a fan, too.
Yeah.
He was a Tigers fan?
Yeah,
Why? He just wanted a piece of it?
I can't remember. Some guy in North Carolina. He got in big trouble for it. That's taking it too far. Come on.
Or the trees at Auburn were the Alabama fans?
Yes. Harvey Updike.
Yeah, Harvey Updike. Yeah, he killed the trees in Auburn because he's a Crimson Tide fan. That's mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they ever made it.
Those things won't be back till we're dead for a long time. Those things are over 100 years old.
Yeah. They're not going to roll them anytime soon either.
No.
Someone just sent me on Twitter a screenshot of when, remember, it wasn't us because I don't know how to do it, but remember when somebody went in and vandalized another morning show's Wikipedia page?
Oh, yeah.
Who would do such a thing?
I'm not going to say which morning show it was.
Well, which time it happened?
But it says, most of the show is pre-taped and sucks butt. Tickle it and golly, the Rise Guys rule. They didn't say anything about the grilling sauce.
No.
Let's see. Here's a text from the legendary P1 Bog Brown who says, I was doing work at a church and there was a dry erase board that said, Anna is awesome. So me and the guy I was working with at the church changed Anna to anal. What is that the go-to? Right. I did the same thing. It's like, it's only three words, and it's not two. It's not like the F word or the S word. Still a medical word, you know? I just saw the next text. Say that it's anonymous. I still work for the same place. All right, well.
Whoops.
It was anonymous.
It was anonymous. God bless America. That's fun.
What are you going to do?
That's fun. You know what they ought to do is keep doing this. People would go see statues and stuff more if they were all googly-eyed.
Absolutely.
I think it's great.
I like to think Nathaniel Green would have a sense of humor about it.
Are they keeping an eye out on suspects?
Two of them. Here's what you do to up the ante on this, though. You got to get giant googly eyes and stick them on Mount Rushmore.
That's how they should.
I want giant googly eyes. But
yeah, a bunch of people are sending links now on Amazon. You can get 50 of them for $9 delivered.
Oh, okay.
50 googly eyes.
Man, there ain't that many statues in most towns.
Ooh. No. We can get the little rats in downtown Greenville.
Yeah, you have a little bit of googly eyes.
Yeah. Not the Sterling High School one, though. Leave that one alone.
Yeah, leave that alone.
But you got to get up on some of these statues, right? They're like 10, 15, 20 feet in the air. So somebody saw somebody do something.
Well, some of them, like the one outside City Hall of Mr. Poinsett.
Oh, yeah.
You sit down on a bench with him, it'd be real easy to get that one. I'm not saying please don't. Cause
put a beret on him.
Last time something like that happened, we usually get blamed for stuff like that.
Just put a rose in his
hand. Man, I don't go downtown much. It wasn't me.
No, I'm passed on that. Right? I think it's great, though. They should do more of that stuff. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I never ran into too much vandalism, and I never took part in too much vandalism. Well, mainly because I was really fat when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I couldn't run away from nothing.
Like, when my friends in high school, like, when they would do the thing, you remember how, like, we'd put the big logs out in the road to try to block roads and all that stuff? They would always tell me to take off running first.
Yeah.
I'd get a head start going.
Yeah.
Then they'd end up lapping me anyway.
Paige had a thing. You posted a picture from your mountain retreat this weekend, and you were out overlooking some beautiful expanse of scenery.
Yeah.
And the only thing that kind of sucked about it was that the rocks you were standing on were entirely spray painted with all kind of ugly graffiti all over, like, all kind of crap on them.
That's bald rock. And the whole rock is covered with junk.
We all stop that crap. It's ugly.
I know, it is. But the view over there is absolutely stunning.
It's like you rolled Pretty Place at that point.
Yeah.
You let people like that, derelicts up there where y'all are at, Paige? My God.
Well, I mean, it's a state park, so people are allowed to go in there, you know, but they don't respect it.
Yeah.
You leave it better than when you see it.
Whichever one you see in Pickens, and it might be Glassy, I can't remember. Whatever Pickens graduating class, you know, goes up there and paints their year on it. So it's covered in a bunch.
Oh, I see.
You can see it from the road.
Well, the other day somebody sent me a picture of a Rise Guy sticker on a gas pump.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I got a Snapchat of a Rise Guy sticker on a gas pump somewhere in the upstate. Somebody hooked us up.
We've conquered the craft beer industry. Now we're starting our own Rise Guy's gas station.
We get around, and yeah, we get along,
right,
too.
That's right. All right, Savannah, Georgia. You're doing it right. Good job.
Actually, they're not. They're getting mad about it.
They're not really mad about it. They have to get mad about it. Otherwise, it would open up the door for everybody to do it. But they're kind of like, hey, it's kind of cool. They're talking about us.
That's true. They can't just go high five whoever did it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, Greenville does get pissed, like, you know, when the Reedy River got dyed and all that stuff. And still, we were, like, suspect number one on that.
Oh, yeah, man. At one point in the past, we had to, not us, but the company had to pay for repainting some street posts or light posts in downtown.
We've never colored a river or foamed a fountain.
Yep.
Mark my words.
Yep.
Have we? No.
No.
We could have, and I could have already forgotten about it.
But
it's been that long.
For the record, though, those light posts downtown on Main Street, they can stand up to thunderstorms and rain and snow and sleet and
shipping
ice.
Shipping tape.
But, Scotch tape. Mm-mm. Can't handle Scotch tape.
Can't take it. Can't take it. All right, we'll take a little break here. Happy Monday. We'll get into the sack right after.
Mail's in. Our sacks are about to overflow because we got a big old load to Rise Guy's mail sack. You're gonna laugh, you're gonna shout, you won't believe what comes out the Rise Guy's mail sack.
Yeah, can I play with your sack, man?
Display your dirty underwear, and we might read it on the air. The Rise Guy's mail sack.
That big old sack.
Yes, sir. TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. That's our email. Anytime you have a question, something that you want to get in front of us, always the way to do it. TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. Let's start with this one. Hey, Rise Guys, our business is going to start taking up toy donations at our office for your 28-hour Toys for Tots show. What is the date of the show this year, and will it be back at the well? Love you guys. P1, Shantina.
Shantina Lace.
Shantina. That's Chantilly, Jim.
Oh, my bad.
Shantina. And that is going to be at the well yet again, our 28-hour show for Toys for Tots.
1 month from today, but it starts on Thursday. But it's November 15th.
It is November. Yeah, it's a month from today.
Yep.
Perfect timing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you want to start getting stuff together and you haven't already, now's a good time because you got a month.
Yeah. So November 15th, we'll go on the air. That's a Thursday, as Jimmy said. We'll go on the air at 6 a.m. and we'll stay on the air live until Friday at 10 a.m.
Absolutely. 28 hours of us.
How many years have we done it now?
15? 14.
We didn't do it the first year.
So this will be
year 15. Because we're going into our 16th year.
Yeah, this will be the 15th time we've done 28 hours.
28 hours worth.
Yeah. I did miss it that 1 year I had surgery.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Paige and I are the only one that have done them all.
Yep.
That's right.
Well, you did them all, though.
Yeah. I don't know if it started before I came on.
I think it did. I think it started over here.
One or two you've missed.
Yeah. BFB.
Yeah.
No, Fat Boy always, you know. Fat Boy always, you know.
You know.
He's got to get his beauty sleep.
The princess on the show.
I can't physically stay up for 28 hours.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you could if you wanted to. Just once a year.
I can't do it, man. It's just impossible.
Okay. I believe you.
It's like DDP says, and he stole the quote from somebody. Whether you say you can or you say you can't, you're right.
I'm just kidding. I'll do it.
I'm going to hold you to it.
All hands on deck.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so if you're a local business and you want to go ahead and start taking up Toys for Tots, yes, we'll do it. We're doing it again, our 28-hour show for Toys for Tots, a month from today, live from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
I believe there's a hockey game that night, too.
They might as well just put us a nice little mother-in-law apartment in at the Well, since we're down there all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
It's our place, man. Yeah, Thursday, November 15th, the Swamp Rabbits are playing the Admirals.
Yeah. They don't want none. Mm-mm. That's another thing. Jeremy Clements was at the race the other night, or at the hockey game, and they had arranged for him to race tricycles on the ice.
Yeah.
And then he said, come on, Matt, come down here with me and do it. And I was like, why not? And then I went down there to do it, and they didn't even have a thing for me.
But they did have P1 Pilsner pouring for a little while, so they ran out.
They ran out.
Popular beer.
All right, I'm going to read three emails in a row before we break them down, okay?
Okay, go for it.
Because they're quite similar.
Okay.
I'll start with this one.
Hit it up.
Dear Saviors of Radio, I'm a huge football fan, and I love that you brought Pigskin Picks back. And I really like Pigskin Punishment. But I think we need a quality or at least a little bit of consistency. I'm sorry. I don't think having to burn your favorite tennis shoes or kiss a 15-foot-long snake when you're deathly scared of snakes is equal to having to have a guitar cracked over your back or rolling around in a flooded parking lot. I don't think those are equal. I like when they're hardcore and not half-stepping light passes. Otherwise, TRG is the best radio show on the radio. P1 Papa Shart in Hendersonville.
What?
Hey, guys. I know I'm not the only one who thinks this, but man, Fat Boy got the raw end of the stick on Pigskin Punishment this week. Talking about last week. Nine had to go wallow around in some knee-deep water. Wasn't even deep enough to float in. Then Fat Boy, I thought he's going to have to end up in the emergency room watching him eat those poor Carolina Reaper peppers in the Reese cups. I just don't think it was fair for one. So, I hope Nine lost again. In my mind, he still owes us one. P1 by Curious George.
What else you got? You got one more. That was two. We got one more to go.
The last one.
Okay.
Hey, Rise Guys. Fat Boy, you can't be serious with your punishment this week. Really? I mean, Reaper peppers are hot, but at the end of the day, nothing's so hot you can't sit there and talk or whatever. I think you got off light by having to eat five of them. I mean, I eat spicy peppers like candy, so surely you can handle them. Maybe next time you get punishment, you'll actually get punished instead of getting a free snack. Daryl in Spartanburg. So the reason I read them in succession there is because you could see that nobody agrees with nothing.
They're all up and
down. That's true. Nobody.
Thank you.
Oh, that was too hard. Oh, that wasn't hard enough. Oh, that was crazy. Oh, that wasn't nothing.
Yeah, like,
you can't please anyone.
On the snake thing, it's only bad because she's afraid of snakes. Because me and Matt had the snake up on our shoulders and around our necks. It was in Matt's back pocket.
I have been bitten by a python before, and thank you very much. I don't want to be in the room with one.
Right. I'm agreeing. Yeah. Whose side are you on, Paige?
I'm on. You know what? And I'm going to just say it right now. I don't want it to get any worse. So
how could it?
You know, I don't want anybody to lose any blood or lose a limb. This is getting out of hand.
You know what? I do not eat spicy food. And that messed me up all day. I was going to go to the movies Friday night, but I had to wait and go to Saturday night.
Are you going
to
see A Star Is Born?
Yes.
No. I saw Food Night at the Steak Royale, whatever it's called.
Okay.
What?
And it was awful.
What was that steak and ale place used to be in Spartanburg? Steak Royale.
But yeah, it messed me up for a little bit.
I mean, if you don't do spicy food, I guess it'd be bad. Good luck with that chili I brought you.
Yeah, I'm worried about
that. See, that's the thing. Fat Boy you know, we know he likes food and he consumes a lot of food and things, but he doesn't like spice. We do know that. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, you know, put that in our back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
We knew Paige didn't like snakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hate them.
I don't have a known phobia outside of drowning. Again, we can't waterboard anybody on the show. It's not allowed.
Well,
it's not allowed.
Are you, well, I didn't want to ask. Because, like, there's you still have a phobia you ain't got over yet.
Which one? Oh, yeah, I'm not big on that.
It's not, he hates heights, Jimmy does.
I'm not as bad with him, though, since I lost 200 pounds, though. You know what I mean? That made me a lot better with getting up on ladders and heights and stuff.
How was that going through the Mad World the other night? So much less weight, though. Like, I mean, really, it had to be very difficult back in the day to go through one of them things.
Oh, yeah, it sucked. Even last year was a lot harder just because, I mean, I'd already lost a good bit of weight, but then I wasn't in as good a shape as I am now. So this year, I mean, I ran through it twice.
Well, let's not say run.
No, but walked briskly.
Yeah.
But as far as swimming in the floodwater out there or rolling around in the parking lot of floodwater?
Yeah. People seem to really enjoy that because it was in the moment of the you know, this was Michael
we
happening.
Took advantage of the storm that was provided to us. So we might as well thank you for the storm and letting us have something on the radio out of it.
Thank you, Mama Nature.
But also typhoid fever, cholera, hepatitis A, malaria,
yes.
West Nile fever, all waterborne illnesses.
Jiggers.
Those amoebas that get in your brain, all waterborne illnesses. There are people people texting in last week before I did that, man, you're going to be out of work all next week. You're going to catch something and get sick. I'm like, I hope not.
Let me learn from fussing. Yeah. Tadpoles will swim up in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to watch out for those.
Yeah.
People want to pound the flesh every week.
They do. They want a Saw movie.
That's what they
do. Y'all need therapy.
Yep. Somebody's going to lose a finger, or I ain't happy.
Well, I think I was pleased with Fat Boy eating the Carolina Reapers. Just the smell of those things. And Nine had some on his finger, and it got on something, and it messed with you later. They're very potent. So I give it up to you for that, Fat Boy. That was not just a...
This week,
you know what I said.
We'll have to play five finger filet. So good luck.
What is that?
Will you take the knife?
your hand spread out and you take the knife and hope you don't cut a finger off?
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah, you can do that with your toes.
That's what they want. They want us to.
Five finger filet.
Basically, they want whoever loses to not be able to go out of the house that weekend, probably to be in traction like with the iron lung.
Why, though? What's the payoff?
Because
to kill
they
us?
Need therapy.
Really?
They really do, Paige. Our listeners.
Apparently.
Some of them. Not the majority, but some.
A lot of them.
The ones who want us to show up in a cast for 6 weeks because we pick football games bad, they need to go talk to somebody.
What's a digit or a toe? I mean, come on.
Well, they want you to fear for your life while you're watching these games.
No.
By the way, if there's a piercer listening to the show, please contact us. No. We have something in mind for you.
Thanks.
All right. Let me do another one here. Okay, I did the one on Toys for Tots. Here we go. Let's do this one. Hey, guys. My name is Don Bryson, a.k.a. P1 Tannerite Guy. Here's my phone number, blah, 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 blah. My fiancé and I would love to be a part of numerous nuptials. Can you tell us how we could get eligible to get married on The Rise Guys? Thanks a lot, Don. Well, that's funny you say that because there was an email floating around the other day about that. So it'll be back on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Big mass wedding again. So if you want us to marry you, you know, perform the ceremony, we'll do it live on the radio.
Details forthcoming. Just listen and you will hear all about it.
Yes. Hey, guys. I love me some TRG. Second, I love me some P1 Pilsner. I'm not going to talk any crap. I enjoy beer and I really, really like that one. It was the first Thomas Creek beer I'd ever tried, so I went back and tried some Trifecta, and that's good, too. Here's a question, though. If you were not drinking P1 Pilsner, what are your favorite beers? I'm sure Fatboy likes whatever's cheap and plentiful. But it seems like Matt Man and Niner might have sophisticated palates. Or palates. What is that? Palates?
Mark calling me Niner?
Thanks, guys. I hope you can give me an answer. P1 Butt Monkey.
Oh.
Well, look. What is my favorite beer outside of P1 Pilsner?
Man. I like Doppelbach as far as other Thomas Creek beers go. That's a really good one.
I do like that one.
They make some, and Up the Creek is good. But outside of the Thomas Creek family, there are some really good ones. I like some of those dark dessert beers, the stouts. Like Southern Tier makes some good ones, like the creme brulee. That's ooh, that's good.
I'll try it. But here's the thing. Ooh, like when good. I see like there's chocolate beers and things like that, I'm just like, ah, come on. Yeah, I mean, why does everything got to be all wrenched up, you know? Well, I mean, if you like it, that's fine.
10-12% by volume, brother.
Well, I mean, I like sometimes to...
And it's delicious.
I like to have foreplay with beer sometimes, you know?
If you had four of these, you'd be messed up.
Beer before liquor. Never sicker.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you like, Matthew? What are some samples? You got any?
No.
Okay.
I don't. None that I want to promote.
I had a sweet
if I'm being honest, why would
week?
I? Why in the hell would I use this very valuable radio time where 767,000 people are listening, our highest ratings of all time that we've had? Why would I promote another beer?
Because it gives us beer cred, right?
Oh.
Like if we sound like we know what we're talking about, we got beer cred. P1 Beer Snob hit me up over the weekend. He really likes the P1 Pilsner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and his name's Beer Snob, so you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that. I just don't have any that I want to promote.
Yeah, that's
fine.
I'm
just being honest.
Yeah. Without saying the name of it, I had a sweet potato beer last week. Pretty good.
What is with
great,
that?
Pretty good.
You're turning into a teenage girl with your tongue hanging out all the time.
Hey, man.
And all the hugs you're doing all the time.
Sweet potato stout. It was good. A dark beer with sweet potato.
It's he got
good.
His nails done.
No, I
wow,
didn't.
Wow, that's smart.
I need to.
That's relaxation.
Matt, I don't blame you. Why would you? I'm not.
You don't have to. I threw out one specific example. That's all we need.
I don't need
gives us beer cred.
Beer cred. You know? I mean, that's my favorite beer. Why wouldn't it be?
It's my favorite. And again, it's the only beer I know of that has individuals pictured on the can.
Yeah.
Which is... Nobody else can say that outside of these guys in this room.
We had to fight for that, too.
Oh, yeah.
We had to really fight for that.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, people are going to be put off by your faces.
No.
So what does that mean?
No, we look handsome if you drink enough of them.
They're like, they're going to think that's a diuretic sitting there.
That's why me and Fat Boy were left off, because we're...
No, y'all are on the bottom of the can. Flip it up and look. All right, we got some more email to do. More of you, more of us. We're going to talk on the radio right after this.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933theplanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
All right, we're back in the sack. Well, that was loud. I apologize if I scared you or startled you or took you aback.
Didn't scare me, man.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, thank you.
Nine was also saying the other night after Mad World, he's like, can I do an impression of you?
Yeah.
I don't understand what everybody's scared of. These are grown-ass people. They can't touch you or anything. I'm like, yeah, Jimmy, they come out of nowhere.
I wasn't quite so passionate about it.
Did you lead the group like I did? I was like George Washington over the Potomac.
I always lead the group, man. It's my favorite thing to do.
That's right.
I always lead the group, and then I'm like whispering to the monsters, hey, get them. There's like nine people behind me.
Don't go in there. Don't go in there.
Don't go in there. Cross yourself.
I love Mad World.
It's fun, dude. That's a fun place.
I'm going to get it again. I mean, I'm going to go again.
Okay.
Get the crap scared out of me.
Let's go.
Get it again.
It's something. And they have techno music playing. It's like a party atmosphere. Like, it's some kind of all Hallows Eve kind of thing. And there's, like, crazy music and fire everywhere. And then all of a sudden, damn clowns.
Who would do such a thing?
TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. And old Jason Voorhees knew it.
Oh,
I said,
yeah.
What did they do different this year? Oh, a couple things different. You'll love it. Didn't tell me that whole house like a clown face.
Yeah. That spinning room, man, I about wiped out twice.
The kaleidoscope, dude?
Dude.
That right there was something like...
Blue.
What was the museum they took you on field trips to in Charlotte back in the day?
Ripley's?
Discovery Place.
Discovery Place, man.
I was going to say the Mint Museum.
Oh, Discovery Place. You go up there and get all wonky in them different rooms and stuff. Yeah, oh, boy, it's good. I like getting wonky, but not googly-eyed.
Somebody corrected you on the damn text line.
Of course. What did I say?
Washington on the Delaware, not the Potomac.
You don't know where he was.
Allegedly the Delaware.
It was all over. We're in the sack. TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. We'll go to this one. Okay, guys, you really threw a wrench into my life for a bit here. First, I got to say that I turned my wife on to the Rise Guys about a year ago, and she has surpassed me in listening. Wow. I got to be honest. Now, granted, I work second shift and we are up at different times of the day, but she goes all out and listens to the podcast and watches all the YouTube videos. She does it all. Well, guess what? She's pregnant. We had her name picked out for her son when he gets here. But ever since your conversation about generic names, my wife is going back on the name we chose. And it's a family name as well, so that's not good that we are going through this right now. So, I guess what I'm saying is, thanks for nothing. You don't really have to pick apart everything, do you? Now I got to deal with this headache, and it's causing me somewhat of an issue in my life. Anonymous. You know what? I ran into a kid the other night at the Swamp Rabbits game. Can't remember his name. I apologized to him after he got up off the ground.
Yeah.
No, his mom said that they were listening to the segment about the generic names, and he was asking, "Mom, is my name generic?"
Oh, bless him.
She's like, "No, John, it's not.
Of course not, Johnny.
John Smith, it's not at
special.
All.
Special.
Little Johnny. You made Little Johnny.
Little Johnny."
Yeah, they were at the hockey game. Then his daddy was taking him fishing. He's about 8 years old.
Bless him.
A girl wanted to go, but he said no. Take Timmy Thompson.
Take my best friend, Bo.
All his friends had generic names.
Take Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson.
Hope you meet Billy Badass.
Timmy Thompson and Jimmy Johnson. TRG at 933theplanetrocks.com. We're going to have some fun with this one. I've been holding this one.
Oh, good. Boy. I'm excited.
Gale. Good morning, boys and girls. My coworker, P1 Rowdy Salazar, and I have a question. We always chuckle when Matt Mann or Sweet Baby James calls someone a, quote, friend of the show. We're truckers, and we call lot lizards friends of the truckers, so we're wondering, what does a friend of the show mean exactly? And better yet, who are the friends of the show? Tickle it, my friends. P1 Rowdy Salazar and P1 Big Guy 4x4.
Friend of the show means a lot of things, but not that.
It does not mean any kind of sexual gratification.
No, it does not mean that. Honestly,
a friend of the show.
Think what you want about us, but we're not bad about objectifying people.
What do you mean?
We don't typically do that.
No.
Anymore.
No. Anymore. Right. A friend of the show is it's someone who, like Rob Inario is a friend of the show.
Yeah. Haro. P1 Bazooka Joe.
Right.
But beyond just, you know, people we talk about business-wise, like, there's P1s who have become friends of the show. Like, P1 Zenny is a friend of the show because she works hard promoting us all the time.
Right. I would say that Caleb, Sonia, and Mike, the Kennedys, are friends of the show.
Yeah. Jeremy Clements, Wonder Boy, friends of the show.
Ray Thompson, friend of the show.
Exactly, yeah.
Steve Donner, owner of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, friend of the show.
Exactly, yeah.
Josh Carver, owner of, where did we get our haircut, Jimmy?
Liberty.
Liberty, Fine Cuts and Shaves, friend of the show.
Yeah. Lots of friends of the show.
Murr from Impractical Jokers.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
With benefits sometimes.
Yeah. There's a bunch of friends of the show.
The friends of the, we should get them all little patches.
Yeah.
I'm a friend of the show.
I'm sure they'd love to wear them.
Dash Wilder.
Friend of the show.
A friend of the show.
Yeah. Chris Jericho, almost friend of the show.
Oh, kind of friend of the show.
Got his number.
Too busy to really be a friend of the show, but he knows who we are.
I found out the other day he has Snapchat, because I went on Snapchat and looked it up by contact.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Did you slide up in there?
Uh-uh. No.
Yeah, he didn't want to.
No. Because he'd be like, how did you get this? And I'd be like, well, like,
caller ID, brother.
I searched your cell phone number on Snapchat. but yeah, so, there's a working list of the friends of the show.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Friends of the show. Will Law of Thomas Creek Brewery, friend of the show.
Tom Davis, friend of the show.
Right. His dad, who looks like Santa Claus, friend of the show.
Bill, friend of the show, absolutely. Tim out at Thomas Creek, friend of the show.
Oh, without question.
He's everybody's friend, though. He's a friendly guy.
I felt, man, I have such good conversations with him. Like, I really, Tim.
Yeah.
I really, really do. Like, we talk about psychology, and we talk about...
He's a smart man.
Very smart. I guess having a conversation with him, I should ask you this, Jimmy. You believe in ghosts, because you saw one, right?
I saw one.
So here's one for you.
Okay.
Is your ghost outfit what you're wearing when you die? Your mind is blown right now, ain't it?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I saw residual electrical activity, but it certainly was dressed like Little House on the Prairie when I saw it.
Yeah, like the last thing you wear, or you have to pick out an outfit. That's stress or is for it me.
Like, when you come back and haunt, or like, are you wearing what you wore when you died, or do you get to pick out a haunting outfit?
I don't know, because you want nice panties.
I like deep conversations.
Yes.
Right. All right, Paige. Thank you. You wear panties when you're a ghost? They can see through you. Why do you care?
Well, right. You never know.
A lot of people die naked, but you ain't ever heard about a naked ghost.
Or like a post-1900 ghost.
Yeah.
They're always from turn of the century. They're always dressed like, you know.
Victorian era ghosts. Yeah.
You don't see their shoes.
There must be like a 100-year waiting period before you can come back or something. Who knows?
Goodness.
All right. We must review our pigskin picks and ultimately find out who is the loser and who will have to do one of these pigskin punishments that no one agrees is tough. No one. Oh, that's no big deal. I ate 14 Carolina Reapers last night on a hot dog.
Cut his head off.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll go over our football picks and find out who's going to do some piggy punting this week. Hold on.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
Great show as always. You guys are fantastic. You make my morning enjoyable.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.